Episode 2.
Wow.
No, we didn't.
Dude, exactly a week later, imagine that.
I know, yo, who would have thought that the two dudes that said that they're gonna be back next week and never rolled through.
Saturdays at 11.
Like we promised, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do out here, is just promise shit and then follow through.
And I promise shit and rarely do.
Playground Politics, episode 2, guys.
I'm your host, Rack. To my left
is the bro, Mr. Crispy Coyle, also known as Michael Coyle, also known as Michael Francis Coyle, the first. Francis, praying mantis.
Lots of AKAs.
Oh my God, I could go forever.
None of them less special than the first.
Mm-mm.
Listen, we want to thank everybody for supporting the first episode. I mean, right off the jump.
Thank you, guys.
That's the move.
Thank you so much to everybody that reposted Instagram. Dude, thank you so much, guys.
There's a million things I thought I wanted to say, but it just boils down to thank you. And I don't want to, make the people who didn't support feel bad.
Nah, because if you just listen, yo, I'm with it. Like, you know what I mean? Put the headphones on when you're at work. You know what I'm saying? Just give us a crack. You know what I mean? That's all we can ask for.
Or hate us and tell your friends how much you hate us.
Yo, that we're might, terrible, cuz.
Might make them check us out. But listen. Sip of the coffee.
That was refreshing right there.
Listen, we have some special people to thank. Very special people, and we're going to do it from the jump.
Yup.
We're going to go into a very special place.
Wow. Right now, I see myself on a cliff somewhere in Ireland.
That's where it is.
I'm overlooking like a serious sunset.
It's our Hall of Heroes. These fine gentlemen, and at this point, they're all gentlemen.
Yes.
I hope they tell a few ladies.
Yes. Girls, dude.
Come aboard.
Holler back.
But these fine gentlemen not only fed the cast this week.
I am so stuffed from that.
Pause! They've joined the cast this week.
Yes, they did. You guys are here with us.
So what they did is they went to Anchor. They found us. There's also a link like everywhere in the description of this video.
Yeah.
In the description of wherever you're listening to the podcast.
Yup.
They hit that link and chose to support us monetarily on a monthly basis, bro.
Seriously, like when you think about that, that's what I call respect.
That's why this music is heroic. That's why it's our Hall of Heroes. We got to give a special shout out to Inheen Bergen, our first. The first.
He led the way,
and I want to let him know we've got a mug coming to you for being the first. Now, we're going to be giving these away. It's our mug club. It's going to be random. We're not going to be doing it every week. It's not going to be to everyone. But to win one of these mugs or to get one of these mugs sent to you free, you must be in this illustrious Hall of Heroes.
Yep.
Like these fine gentlemen, let's give them a name out. We got Kenny Duran, dude.
Ooh, Ken.
Kenny comes in at 7'6", 3,742 pounds.
Out of Virginia Tech.
Patrick. Give it up for Patrick, Midwest native. Check his shit out, dude.
Hailing from Georgetown.
Absolutely.
Height of 6'7". He's a power forward and also a Pisces.
We've got Cody Glaze.
Yo, the Glazer?
Dude, the Glazer came through with Cody Pierce.
Ooh!
That's the two Codys in the front court.
Yo, Cody, the two guards. Bringing it up.
Last and certainly not least, George Kelly.
Who, the boy George?
George Kelly,
to be confused with boy George?
Can't marry a woman named Kelly because her name would become Kelly Kelly.
No, Kelly Kelly is so out of pocket, it is ridiculous.
You guys are our heroes. We appreciate you. We are not kidding by any means, despite the theatrics.
Seriously.
Seriously, seriously appreciate you. We hope others will join you in our Hall of Heroes.
Yep.
We're getting this out to you and him, our very first.
Yep.
Get in touch. Get us the address. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the Mug Club, first join our Hall of Heroes. Then randomly, we'll be like, yo, it's your turn. It might be in your first month supporting. It might be in your third month supporting. It might be about a year later. Whenever it is, we will get you one free of charge. Our pleasure. So,
yeah. And the cool thing about these mugs is you could literally drink anything out of them. Like you could drink pudding, vanilla pudding out of this mug.
And it's a coffee mug and I'm drinking water out of
safe,
it.
Microwave safe.
Drinking coffee out of this.
Yes.
It's incredible how that works.
Yeah. We got a setup here for real.
So anyway, we wanted to do that, and we thank you so much. and we will continue to do so basically forever. But we need to get into some topics. Not everybody is here for that. We're going to start off with probably pop culture-wise, maybe the biggest buzz this week, which was this folding Samsung
Dude,
Galaxy Fold. Have you seen it?
I don't want to insult Samsung here, you know what I'm saying? Because Samsung, they might be in the Hall of Heroes next week, so I don't want to go too left with it. But, okay. But yeah, I'm going to let it fly, because this phone, from what I understand, like when I put one and one together and get three, to me, is it plastic?
It's so the screen is plastic.
Okay.
Yeah. It itself looks like two of these. So two S10 pluses, okay, basically. But the screen itself, in order to fold, is made out of a plastic.
Okay. So if you necessarily wanted a phone that was the size of two S10s that folded together to make one,
why
would you want that?
It's weird. So I love the Galaxy S10 Plus. I'm a little geeky. You know, that's why we're covering
He carries
stuff.
Four phones.
I carry a million phones. I like it a lot. And I imagine somebody trying to pitch me the idea of one that's like, oh, it folds open and now it's 7.5 inches wide. Do you want that? And I'm like, not really. I mean this is kind of a big phone already.
Didn't we get away from folding phones? Isn't that the point?
I thought so. Then it's like, well, imagine if when you put it in your pocket, it was twice as thick.
Yo.
That
is insane.
I don't need that kind of help.
No, seriously. That's what, already when you're wearing a pair of shorts or something like that and you got your keys and then
sweats.
You got your phone, you know, it's already a struggle.
Dude, what if you're in those gray sweats?
You're going to look all kinds of bulbous.
You're going to look like you're insinuating something.
Seriously, like you're happy to see people at all times.
And then on top of that, let's make the screen plastic. I feel a kind of way about that.
And what is the price? What is the price? Do we know?
$2,000.
Okay, so it's affordable.
Yeah, you know.
It's
basically an old Honda.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could get either that or, I don't know, anything else you could cop with $2,000. I mean, it's up to you.
Let me tell you this, the worst thing, though, and I really do hope that one day Samsung writes me a really huge check, but
yeah,
in the event that they don't, I don't mind pointing out, these things are breaking, bro, on the reviewers. So they sent them out early to reviewers.
Oh, so like the ones that they made sure were dope, they sent out and they're breaking?
They are breaking.
Wow.
There's apparently like a what looks like a film or like a screen protector that they're telling people they've told you not to touch this thing, but reviewers are anyway, and they're removing it because they're like, oh, I think this is a screen protector. I think this is optional. Turns out it's not, and it's wrecking these $2,000 machines. So they've got a lot to do in the week or so before this comes out to the public, or at least the pre-orders are shipped, in which they have to really educate people like, yo, don't mess with that pretty easy to remove film.
Don't touch your phone that you
just basically
bought.
Don't touch your $2,000 phone. Dude. Use your other phone.
Yeah. Just use this as something to talk about with people.
I am excited about the idea, though. And the idea would be that it's like a convergent device. It's a cell phone that becomes a tablet, and maybe you can get more done with it.
I see that. You know what I mean? It's a tablet that's a little bit more portable, I guess.
Yeah. I think we're generations away from it. I'm a little curious why anyone like really jumped on this first one. You know,
it feels like they jumped out the window a little early.
They really did. They're sort of beta testing it. by making
retail.
You pay $2,000.
Yeah.
You know, Apple will probably get into this game with something
and
that they've been refining for 25 years now, you know? And I think that's what's missing here. A lot of people are comparing this to like the pendulum swing that was the iPhone, but what a lot of people don't realize is as much as the iPhone evolved after its release, at the time, that was sort of a fully baked idea. That was radically different, and it did all of those sort of quote-unquote magical things that it did right out of the box. It worked. It was amazing. It made your BlackBerry feel silly.
Small tangent. Remember back in the day before your cell phone had the large screen, the touch screen, right?
Right.
Remember what it was like to have to go somewhere in your car without a GPS? Or like, remember what it was like to be on the phone with a person and be like, yo, what street is it? Yo, turn left at, you know what I mean? At the Oz tag on the corner, bust a UE at the white fence and then come around the corner. Then you know what I mean? And then like also, like remember Razors and Nokias? And like, I remember when these drones were coming out, I was like, yo, this is it. Like, nothing will ever get better. Like,
Razer was the coolest phone possible.
It was dope.
Well, until the Sidekick, too. I think the Sidekick was, like, you know, yeah, with the flipping screen.
Dude, I remember pagers. I remember when I had a beeper, dude, I literally was like, this is it. Like, now people can, like, contact me when I'm down the woods at a keg.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. You know what I'm saying?
The funny thing about that is my dad got a pager for work when I was young, and I was like, oh my God, I want one so bad.
Yeah, like, it was the cool, when it was hanging off your pocket.
And he was like, this is the bane of my existence. Like, yeah, like,
I hate this thing.
They can get me at any time. Why would you want this? And then I remember he saw or read something, and he was like, he came home one day, like, all fuming. He was like, remember the other day you asked me for a pager? You said you wanted a pager? I'm like, fucking nine, dude.
You're like, yeah, I do. Yeah,
I'm like,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely I want one. For sure, or a Pez dispenser, like
one, one or the other.
You choose. And he was like, "Are you dealing drugs?"
The question of the week,
dude. This is when, like, this is sort of, well, pre-internet or very early internet, where, like, your parents saw stuff on TV
and automatically assumed,
yeah, that, like, Tupac was the worst thing that could ever happen because Al Gore said so, you know, or that if, like, your kid wanted a pager to wear on the brim of his hat. I know you remember that.
Yo, remember the Looney Tunes?
He was a drug dealer.
The Looney Tunes shirt where it would be like Bugs and Taz, and on the back it would be the back of Bugs and Taz?
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they had pagers on their jeans
they
in
sure
one of those
did.
Shirts.
They sure
that
did.
That is so gangster.
Sick. Anyway, obviously, mobile's come a long way. These things are computers now. Yep. The idea that they can do all of these things is pretty crazy. We're not being super negative on this phone. It's an exciting thing. I think it's just something they should have put away for a little bit.
Yeah, you might want to tuck that.
And I really wanted to bring it up on the podcast because I want you guys to sound off wherever you are. If you're listening to just audio, you can find us on Twitter. Our Twitter's pretty cool. It's, you know, it's got some inside jokes for you. It announces some clipping that we do throughout the week of different pieces of the episode, and it communicates and follows back. So definitely hit us on Twitter and let us know what you think of this thing. And if you're watching on YouTube, you know how the comments work. Just jump down there. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. That still matters. I was informed all of this after my last little rant about YouTube on the last episode. So subscribe is still the most important thing. Hit the bell if you want to be notified or if you have trouble finding us in your subscribed feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way it works on YouTube is the episodes drop, as they do everywhere else, 11 on Saturdays. And then 11 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday, we clip the show out into, like, smaller digestible pieces. And so we want you to listen and follow in real time Saturday at 11 a.m. But those clips are really cool for sharing with your friends who might be interested in, like, one particular thing. Like we were saying before, our Hall of Heroes is a little bit of a sausage fest right now. If you've got women who might be in, you know, in your life that are into this world, we are not under the assumption that this is a boys club whatsoever. Maybe you can send them the Beyonce clip.
Yeah, you know, it could be a fifth grade dance, you know, guys on one side, girls on the other. It could be that.
You could meet in the middle. Whatever you do and however you consume the podcast, feed the podcast, we really appreciate you guys. So let's get into what we're wearing on feet today, Coyle. What do you got going on?
Oh, shout out to Adidas, the Trefoil. I have the ZX 10,000. That is 10,000. That is so many numbers that, you know, it's ridiculous.
Tell us a little bit about the sneaker.
This is the Consortium edition right here. Very vicious. Almost, you could say, mictitious.
And, quite a bit.
The colorway is dope. Now, it has like the off-brown midsole. These are just fire, dude. You can get these on GOAT right now under retail. 3M hit, mad comfortable. It's got like that booty. Yo, booty. It's got that booty interior, almost like a Huarache type joint. It's got a plastic TPU cup, but it's very torsion on the bottom. Very, very dope. Adidas is killing it with these ZX. I need the overkill joints. They came three in a pack. You could mismatch the pack, the pair. GOAT is just hitting people over the head with a huge stick right now. So if you have those overkills in an 11 and a half, yeah, you might want to scream at me.
Very, very cool sneaker. If you guys want to see it, on top of it, having it being described to you, you can obviously check it up on YouTube.
Rack, what do you have on feet, bud?
Today, I brought in...
You know, that's a subtle flex right there. He just shot me out of the
really
water. That's all good.
It's the Pharrell Human Race in yellow, which I know is the more most popular or most expensive.
If you're going to have a color, that's the one to have right there.
Shout out to my guys at Backdoor Miami. Appreciate you guys looking out for me and letting me finally get my hands on these. But that's what I have on today. And again, if you are interested in seeing that, I think we have the only B-roll cam in the podcast game.
Yep.
As of right now. So you can get a pretty good look at both those sneakers by checking us out on YouTube. Moving on, Tiger Woods won the Masters, bro.
First off, I just got to say this about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods came out the gate as just a fireball, dude. He was knocking off majors like it was his job, because it was his job, right? Everybody thought that he would smush Jack with these majors. Like, he would have 18 like it was nothing. Then he went a little left, dude. He got a little wild. Waitresses all over the country weren't safe.
Dude, he was going at it.
He was using... I don't want to get too graphic, but let's just say, dude, he was having a good time.
He's got a thing for getting his balls in holes.
Yeah, wow. I like that take right there. That was a nice take.
But
let
me like that?
Let me just say that when he hurt his back, ooh, yo, because I heard Skip Bayless say that he uses a lot of torque, right? Yeah. And I like that word torque, so I'm going to use it.
Go for it.
He uses a lot of torque when he hits the ball, right?
So many drinks.
Anyway,
a lot of torque.
No, but I didn't think he was ever going to win again, straight up. Mm-hmm. And he came out, and Tiger used to have this like persona about him where the younger golfers would be like shook.
Yeah.
Like they would be shook daddy at this dude, and they would have nothing for him. Like when he would get to the hole, it would just be a wrap.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like they were just like, yeah, we ain't all that. And
An interesting subject today in 2019, because it's like, man, obviously sort of a huge comeback story.
Huge.
When you look at like,
what is he, 83 years old?
When you look at, not even. When you look at the length of his career and the different
the ebbs
and flows.
Mm-hmm.
When he first dropped, he really was the only reason I paid any attention to golf,
along with everybody else,
basically in my whole life. There's been I've done some light work with Under Armour, we won't get into, but they work with golf quite a bit. So I peeked here and there.
Yeah. I saw golf clubs when I worked at Boscov's for like a hot minute.
But it's been Tiger as far as that sport's concerned in my life, always, you know. And so when he wasn't doing particularly well, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, definitely.
And now this is sort of what a moment. But a lot of people I noticed on social media are like, don't let him have this moment. Have you noticed that? A lot of people are like, are we just going to forget what he did?
Like, think of it. Yo, all he did was cheat on his wife. He didn't kill him. And he had that vicious DUI. Yo, when he got out of that car, when he got out of that car, and that cop was like, yo, you good?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, what's up? Yo, I think I'm straight. And yo, he couldn't even walk.
We've all been there. We say all he did, not to take away from it, but it's personal, and I think that's my biggest point here.
He didn't kill anybody. He didn't cheat at golf, like.
And dude, the crime is the penalty. He lost his wife and kids, the amount of
cash he lost, cuz.
I mean,
oh my God.
I don't know. I think if you started to decide whether or not you were going to support an athlete by their off field behavior,
you wouldn't watch any sports.
I don't know how many. How many athletes you'd really be a fan of? I don't know. Or you could. I just think one has nothing to do with the other. Like, if you're really focused on Tiger's golf stroke game, good for you. If you're really like paying attention to his other stroke game, you know, you and I don't have much to talk about.
No, let him live, man. And he earned that. And it wasn't like an easy victory. Like, and I don't know if you've ever played golf. Like, I never did, but I've been to the driving range, probably bomb wrecked. And let me tell you, it is not easy to hit a golf ball. I know it looks crazy easy on TV when they do what they do, but it's not easy. And like, if you're gonna talk about them being athletes, like I think they're athletes, man.
Dude, absolutely. Have you ever even tried to walk a golf course?
No, I haven't, but it sounds awful.
It's not fun. This just in, my shipment from Lapstone and Hammer has been delivered. I picked up those Air Tailwind 79s.
Oh, dude. Nice.
Fire.
With the red swoosh?
Yeah, I work for Lapstone, so basically I bought them from myself. But still, super duper fire. Excited to get home and check those out. You pick up anything this week?
I got these Adidas on foot, and I also... I also got the disappointment of the week. I hate to say this because somebody designed it and it's a human being. And the Air Max Day pack where the people all designed their Air Maxes, the one from Seoul, Korea, I believe, Neon Lights was like the theme. It was a black shoe with a bright blue and red stripe. It was a 97, Air Max 97.
Right.
The black material that they used, which is, I guess, supposed to be leather.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like a purse that you would find in Woolworth from 87.
Oh, Jesus.
It is so terrible. Pensalk and Mart status. Like,
yikes.
Like a pair of brass knuckles, a Chinese star, and a churro will be sold at the same place that this material was sold at.
Wow.
Not good at all. And I hate to say that because visually the shoe is stunning. It's a very nice looking shoe, but that is a without a doubt a return.
So note to brands, obviously, in case that whole rant didn't make it obvious enough, but that stuff matters. We
materials
care.
Matter to me, man. I mean I know really I'm old does. And jaded and washed, but like what else do I have to look for?
All those things.
Seriously, if a shoe looks great and it wears terribly, like, yo, I don't got time for it.
You know, and there's a time and place for that. Like we were just showing that I was wearing these human races are basically a sock. You know, and funny enough, when I put them on today, they're showing their age already. It's kind of funny. Like as I put them on, I'm like, oh, the shoe sock boost wave of
is that done
of 2017.
Are we late to the party? Is that over?
I mean, I had to catch up and grab these. I didn't initially grab them, but you know, but I did feel like it's been a minute since I put on a shoe like that, and I was like, oh, that's really sort of a moment. It's really dated, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. You know, if you're, you know, you work with Adidas or whatever, and you're listening, I'm not definitely not insulting, because what could happen is like the sock shoe wave comes back around, like a dad shoe wave, or like a like basketball. I have a feeling is coming back around, like running recently had. So I just think it's kind of funny that our camera stopped. I don't think that's funny, but anyway, it's okay. We got other cameras running.
Okay.
I think it's funny that it really does mark sort of a time period where it felt like every shoe was like that. You know, this sock shoe boost vibe. But Adidas has done, obviously, and will always do other cool stuff, sort of transition. They just announced that shoe that's 100% TPU, 100% recyclable. Have you taken a look at that?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty crazy and really neat. No glue being used. It's like the most sustainable sneaker ever designed. It's a product certainly for the future or of the future. And I think it was a little bit of a play to environmentalists, maybe to the stock market, who likes, you know, I know they like to see people, you know, sort of make those transitional business moves where they're like, they're green and they're probably good for profits as well. But it's a shoe that they announced and you can't buy for like another 3 years or 2 years, I believe. So sort of a weird thing there, but pretty interesting overall.
I like when brands, when they do use recycling, because when I remember back to Nike did a considered run where all their shoes were considered and you would have like almost no glue. You would have, instead they would emphasize more stitching and stuff like that. And New Balance actually, I mean, here I go back on my New Balance tangent, like that wasn't coming. But New Balance would have this line where they did, it was called a surplus pack. So naturally, when you manufacture any type of goods, you have mad leftovers, like all kinds of just not enough to really use, but, you know, like enough to like mess around with. And they made a line of sneakers with just leftovers, and some of the best sneakers that they've made in a few years, the surplus pack. You can do your Googles and check it out.
I got it. I have to do the Googles myself. And
they're fire, dude. And the Jordan 23 is a considered design, actually, if you want to get that's actually all stitching, not a lot of glues and shit like that. So.
Beautiful shoe, by the way, the 23.
Oh, craftsmanship,
man,
bar none.
I love them. Actually like the 23 low quite a bit, too. Let's get into some other recent sneaker stuff. We're going to move away from sneakers for a bit here in a second. We're going to do something I think is really fun. But before we go there, I'm wondering, did you check out this Heron Preston by
I'm
you?
I'm so angry with this shit. I'm sorry, dude. I cursed. Go. I hate it.
Go. What's
Dude,
wrong?
I was on there so fast, man. And it's like, I'm an Air Max fanatic, man. I got Air Maxes older than some people listening to this right now.
Right.
I want to just make one pair and it's sold out.
Man.
How did it, it's Nike, how does it sell out that fast? Would they run out of midsoles?
Well, it was designed to be that way. They did tell, in fairness, they told us all week, you know, in limited availability and whatnot.
I missed that memo. I mean,
I was able to get one done. I did a real wonky one. I'm excited. And I'm not going to describe it or anything. I'd rather maybe I'll bring it on the show when it arrives and we'll sort of circle back on it. But I was able to do the 720 sole.
You did the 720?
And then I saw the 720 sole was the first to sell out.
Oh, did it really?
So for a while, you can mess around with the 95 sole.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I'm an old guy.
And then that kind of all sold out. But I was wondering what you thought of like the working with the shoe in 3D.
I loved it.
Was really sick.
It was,
right?
If they could do that for all their IDs, that's amazing. When you can flip it around and see every angle and it looks like the shape.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the way that they had the pictures, but the way that they like what happened with Air Max is a lot of them, the toe box region became very bulbous, yeah, and almost like a banana shape, like where it would push up in the front. We want that sleek look where it just runs off a cliff at the toe. And the way that they had these looking on the picture, if they come out manufactured like that, crazy.
Dude, I thought it was a really, 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 really sick looking shoe. I thought the idea of having like a collaborator create options for Nike ID, and you could like freak your own collab.
Yeah,
collab.
Yeah.
Nigel obviously was the first. I was definitely going to get there. And now Heron Preston, it comes with the Heron Preston tag on the tongue and his, I think it's a Russian glyph that he uses on the toe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it's really, really, really cool idea. I just wanted to applaud Nike. I hope they'll do more of that.
Nike's killing it, man.
I think what's really cool about that is, you know, not necessarily one of ones. You have to assume if so many thousands of people are choosing from the same options that you will create the same shoe as somebody else, maybe,
yeah,
inevitably. But it's definitely more special. It's definitely more unique. I know the options that I chose are likely not going to be arranged in the same fashion by too many other people.
I can't wait to see these.
And I'm really pretty excited by that. It's an interesting thing. You know, sometimes I feel like the internet ruined everything as far as, you know, the sneaker scene. And then sometimes there's a moment like that where I don't even know if my timeline specifically was that excited, but I was. And I think it really worked out pretty cool. I thought the price point was cool for something you made yourself. And
yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
I always like Nike ID, man. I love the idea of having something that nobody else has.
The only thing about the Nike ID that bugs me is the weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I'm just
New Balance,
guy.
By the way, you can make a New Balance. It'll be at your crib in a week.
Wow.
Yep. Made in America.
Dude, you hit me on so much New Balance. I'm going to look for the surplus pack.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make my, you can do a 997, right?
Yes, you can. They just opened that up.
I will do the 997.
You need that coupon code, HOLLA.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk off air.
Yeah, and if you want it, and you feed the cast.
Oh, that's the real cheat code right there.
You retweet, you comment, you like, you hop to another platform, you like, you rate, et cetera, et cetera. You
up,
send
up,
a
down,
clip,
down, left, right, left, right.
Send a clip to a buddy, a pal. You do a backflip, you do a handstand, or you drop into our Hall of Heroes.
Yes.
Like the illustrious few we named earlier in the episode.
Champions.
And then maybe Coyle will help you with that kind of thing. I don't know. That's not up. I offered it up, but it wasn't up to me.
Yeah, he's just throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Let's get off sneakers for a bit. We're going to come back to him towards the end of the show, but I want to do something really fun. This was Coyle's idea. So if you don't like it,
you'll be able to tell this is my idea as soon as you hear it.
We are going to do our guide to the zombie apocalypse. Dude, and you know I came prepared, so we've got some sound effects here.
I'm waiting for. I knew you had something up your sleeve.
Okay. We're entering a world.
All right, listen to this.
What is it, like 2029?
Yeah, we'll say 2029. It sounds about right.
What do you think happened? Maybe right. A virus?
In a world of 2029, you've gone to bed after you've had a glass of ice water, but not just any ice water. The ice water, when the ice melts, but it's still cold, and you have the little droplets of water, the condensation on the outside. Yeah.
Kind of tastes like your refrigerator.
Ooh. When you drank that the night before, you had sweet dreams. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. And then you wake up and you obviously go to your cell phone because that's what we do.
We do it.
And before you check the weather, all you see is attention, attention. And your timeline
Alert.
Is flooded with images of just straight carnage. Just young boys all types of dead running around the street, just hammering fools. You look out your window and you see your neighbor just tearing to pieces your other neighbor. And the neighbor you hate is just getting it in. And then to yourself, like, what do you do first?
What do you do?
Do you just like, for real, what do you do?
Let's narrow this down a bit. What we're going to try to define, each of us, is what would you wear?
Ooh.
What weapon and what vehicle would you choose? It's a post-apocalyptic world here.
Seriously.
Money is of no object.
Shit's about to get real.
And then finally, where you would post up.
Okay.
So let's start with...
The post up is so crucial.
Let's start with what you would wear. Let's go toes up.
Okay.
You start first. Give me your footwear choice.
All right. I wake up, I peep the scenario, and I immediately go to the vault.
Wait, in this scenario, is Matt Welty still on Twitter just talking random shit about sneaker culture that doesn't exist?
It's zombie.
Jordan sucks.
It's zombie Welty.
Zombie Welty.
Yes.
Okay.
So
he's like, even though I want brains, right, Jordan still sucks.
Right,
and
right.
The sneaker culture is dead.
Right.
Hot
so
day.
What I do,
okay,
is I go Nike ACG.
Okay.
I go Nike ACG. Maybe even a Tellaria boot, right?
All
right.
And I'm going to meet you there real quick. I just because we're going to go ACG.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the ACG duck boot. So just so we're like,
okay, you go
we're
the AC, duck. Okay.
As playground politics, we are going ACG footwear.
Full out ACG.
I thought about Doc Martens with the steel toe because then it's like a weapon. They're so uncomfortable.
I'm so mad. I was just about to go steel toe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I want to almost have slip proof because of all the mashing I'm going to be doing. But
true.
All right, I go downstairs, right? I see my dog. My dog is ready at all times. Titanium teeth, straight bulletproof collar, ready to rip.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, Casey, you ready? She's like, yo, what's good?
Right.
I'm like, yo, we doing this? She's like, yo, all zombie dogs out there are just on alert because it's about to go down.
Dude, they don't know what to do. So my footwear, ACG.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to go and kind of extend my footwear into, I'm going to need a really good padded sock. I think obviously we're going to be doing a lot of on foot trekking, right?
I go smart wool.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Cool.
That's where I'm at.
Coming up from there, before I get to the pants, I need shin guards, like when you're playing soccer.
Oh my God.
There's going to be a lot of crawling ghouls, bro. I don't want my ankles and or shins to be easy
to
bite.
I'm going to go jailhouse and tape magazines around my shins. Yeah.
Fantastic idea. Yeah. All right, coming up.
County jail stees with them chi-chis.
Coming up into the pants area, I'm going to go with the acronym-designed ACG pant that I've been wearing quite a bit. I'm sure you've
Ooh.
Seen it in both.
So you can actually floss and function at the same
time?
It's
such a functional... I don't know if you guys are familiar with this pant, but it's so functional. You can actually like tuck the cargo pack pockets back into the pant. You can like unzip and rearrange them in different ways.
You never know.
The ankle
yep.
adjusts in several different ways. I mean, this, I might need this.
Yep.
I might. And if I run up on a abandoned, group of women who need help, I'll remind
crazy.
Them of my girlfriend and be like, yo,
right.
this is just
I'm
me.
I'm taken.
This is just me being a good guy.
Right.
And nice pants.
Yep.
So,
I'm
your pants. Where you going?
I'm looking for brains, but not in that order, you know? But, for pants, me, I'm probably going to go, I'm going to go light work, double RL, cargos, probably like a canvas, maybe a ripstop nylon poly blend.
Smart, hard to bite through.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I have all of my old Maxim and Stuff magazines taped to my legs because I have nothing else to do with those things. Right now... They're just hallway fodder at my crib. They just take up. So when my crib catches on fire, it has something that, to go through, and that's why I keep them there. But
smart.
Yeah. So I go
Considerate.
Through that. Yeah. But when I get up top,
I'm
going Lapstone and Hammer tie dye tee.
Good.
For the undershirt. You know
Absolutely. If you're watching on YouTube, you could peep that sort of sneak preview to some of the dye work that we're working on.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sample, something light.
No big deal.
Yo, something light.
But a good thing about that particular colorway.
Camo.
Easily to camouflage. I like that.
Hold on, ready? Where am I?
Dude, no one can see you.
Yeah, I just disappeared right there.
No one can see you. I would like to go with a hoodie. I'm comfortable in a hoodie, but I'm gonna put like the whole.
If you see Rack and he's not in a hoodie,
it's weird.
There's something seriously like you need to check your surroundings.
I'm at the beach. Maybe not in a hoodie. I'm on the beach. Maybe not in a hoodie. So anyway, I'm thinking hoodie, dude. I'm going all out like 1996. My mother is scared of these rollerblade contraptions. I'm talking about wrist guards with the friggin' hard. Remember the hard plate?
Yeah.
I'm talking elbow pads. I'm talking. Let's do a whole catcher's chest rig, dude. I want to be hard to bite. You don't seem too cautious about that.
Yo, you know, because I didn't get up top yet. Because I'm going full football pads.
Okay.
I'm going linebacker with the full football pad setup, and then when I get to the dome piece, I'm gonna go like with a lacrosse helmet.
Okay.
Or no, the Rick Steiner, the ear guards that he used to wear, and not for function, just because it looks vicious. Like if you saw me with football pads and Rick Steiner ear guards, with the layout that I just laid, if you see me rolling down the street and you're a zombie, you're like, yo, there's got to be an easier meal somewhere.
Wow. So I'm with you. I'm gonna wear something on my neck. I don't know if like I'll just hit the sex shop and get one of those big BDSM leather collars. Like I just don't want anything to be easy to bite.
Yep. I might just get a gimp suit and just rock.
but I definitely. Dude, I just visualized that, unfortunately.
No, that is a vicious visual
But I definitely, after that, after like, I want to get like the triple, quadruple XL shot leather jacket, like just so that everything is still just a little bit harder to bite through.
Yep.
But I want to keep my hands, and I want to keep my head mobile. So, you know, me and the baseball cap, that's synonymous. That's all. I'm not going to put the whole helmet on. And the reason being is, like, if you get to bite my cheek, that's my fault.
Yeah, like, if you get up close enough to where you're at the facial region, then, you know, you got that.
That's my fault.
You got that.
You know? And that's it. Turn me and we'll do the thing.
Okay.
I'll be a armored-ass zombie.
All right.
Okay, now we got to move on to weapons.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to make a suggestion before we get too far into this. I don't think you want to shoot anything. I don't think you want to make that from what I've seen.
I don't think a bullet really does anything.
Guns are a lot more difficult than people realize in close encounters. I think a lot of times when you're talking with a zombie, you don't want to attract other zombies.
You
want
to be stealthy.
I think you kind of want to keep it in that 3 to 6 foot range. Like that's your confrontation range. If they're any further away from that, they're too slow to get you, bro. You're good. Just let it do its thing. Right? So I'm gonna suggest that you go handheld, sort of fisticuffs type weapons. What do you got for me?
I would probably go samurai sword.
Oh.
Because the blade is long enough to where I might have to unleash on someone, but at the same time, like if I have to like bust a grub real quick, I could use it as like a butter knife.
I like that.
You know, so it's form, function, it works at all angles, and it just looks cool. Like if you whip out a sword or a machete or a machete.
I like that too.
Machete or a sword. Notice how I say machete.
I like
that. It's gotta say it like that.
Now I'm gonna go with a blunt object. I'm gonna go a little Negan. I think the Louisville Slugger. I'm not going to do all the nails through it and all that stuff. And here's why. I'm choosing a Louisville Slugger because I just need to cause brain trauma.
Enough damage to roll out.
I don't want a machete, a spear, a sword, anything that's going to get stuck in a skull. If I need it, I need it right back, you know? I just want to bop you.
And then roll.
And roll.
Yep.
And as this, you know, as I survive, undoubtedly, the zombies are rotting. They're going to get softer, bro. Yeah. Easier to deal with.
Okay.
Right. And the Louisville is light.
There's one next to my bed, by the way.
It's an American classic.
Yeah. You got to have a Louisville. If you don't have a Louisville next to your bed at all times, then we can't be friends.
So that's where I'm at. I think maybe brass knuckles, too. All else fails, I'll bash through what I got to get through. You know, I'm going to go down swinging.
Brass knuckles are so underrated.
Dude. I think, especially in a zombie apocalypse, like, dude, you lost your bat.
Yeah.
You slipped.
Yeah.
It's looking bad for you.
Yep.
Here we are. Here's the zombie that's going to fucking bite my cheek. I should have worn a helmet.
Yep.
But no, pata, 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 I still got these hands.
Side note, one time when I was a kid. Now, mind you, I was a kid. We were young. Okay. Like 20 million years ago, right?
And if you're a kid and you're young, perhaps don't follow along.
One of my buddies one time used brass knuckles. We'll say he used it on a park bench. And he used them so well that the brass, it molded and he couldn't get them off of his fingers.
Ooh.
Like they literally changed their shape and they were stuck to his hand. Like I'm talking for like it was, dude, it was ugly.
It sounds like a very ugly situation.
Yeah, that park bench was sorry after that.
Before we wrap this up, if you were listening, before we get to the, like, this last piece here, definitely drop us a comment on Twitter or in the YouTube comments. Let us know everything. Let us know what you're wearing, what weapon you're carrying. We're about to get to where you will post up. Those three things in the comments. I'm like genuinely not doing the social media thing where I'm trying to get you to engage. No, I'm genuinely want to know your answers.
What are you guys up to?
I want to know if anyone's going to survive longer
than me.
Because
I know where I'm posting up.
And I want to put my crew together. Now, we've got a crew, the Hall of Heroes, there with us.
Oh, there we're meeting
whether
up.
Whether we're playing basketball.
Yep.
You and some 990 V5s.
Woo! Without a doubt.
Or football.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the obvious quarterback.
Oh my God, yes. Dan Marino.
Hockey, somebody would have to explain the rules. No matter what we're doing, explain the rules to me. I don't know. Crispy seems to know what he's doing. But even in a zombie apocalypse, obviously we've got the Hall of Heroes with us, which is great. So I want to know Hall of Heroes. Definitely let us know what you're packing. We don't want to double pack here. Let's be efficient. Let us know in the comments. Okay, so last piece of this, our guide to the zombie apocalypse. Where are you posting up?
All right, number one, you don't want to be in like a city area. You don't want to be where there's a lot of people because it's a lot of meals for these zombies and then turns into more zombies.
Right.
So you want to go where there's like nobody. So I'm going to the Neshaminy Mall.
Dude, I got to say one really cool thing about where we're located.
That was such a shot at the Neshaminy Mall.
I know, but I wanted to let it go without it being explained.
Yeah, anybody just hear what I just did right there? Yo, have you been to the Neshaminy Mall? Could you try any harder to not be a cool place to go? Like, yo, first, oh my God.
Also, comedy tip, when you tell a joke, make sure you explain it.
Yo, seriously, Neshaminy Mall, just fall all the way back, for real.
Here's a really cool thing about where we are located. Philadelphia, we could find and get to anything.
Yes.
So, fantastic. I mean, between here and Westchester, everything you could ever want, right?
Yeah.
But also, we can get hella lost in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Like, there is plenty of places where there will be one zombie for you to deal with per year.
But no, I would really, I'm only kidding about the Neshaminy Mall thing, but for real, where you go, I really don't know, man. I think I would just go back to my roots. I go to Mayfair Playground.
All right. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go a little bit more ambiguous. I'm going
to
say, like,
I need to hear where you're
I'm
going to
say that I don't want to go to a hospital. I don't want to go to a school. This is, you know, those are like, there's food there. There's generators. These all sound like good ideas, but there's also probably a lot of dead people or zombies now. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of get away from that idea. And I think what I would want to do is get remote. So I would definitely head out of the city. I think I would head like sort of towards DC in case there's something happening, you know, in the capital.
You
in terms
wanna,
like that's where likely the solution is going to come
from. You would
want
to be self-sufficient, so you would be able to rely on just yourself.
Yeah, maybe ultimately like I want to wait it out. So ultimately I want to get to some land, clear out the people, whether they're zombies or not.
clear out.
And sort of post up. And I would literally post up. I would get as sustainable as I could, maybe rob the local Quickie Mart, you know, cup of noodles. I did it in high school. I did it in
ramen,
college. I mean,
ramen noodles and a Louisville.
Dude, I used to fry the egg. You ever fry the egg and put it
egg in the ramen?
Dude,
what?
It was literally like my move in college. So just back to that.
Yep.
Back to basics. Some Dane Cook DVDs.
I'm
really taking it back to college.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I would just post up. So vehicle, real quick, last piece. And we're just going to make this short and sweet. I would get the amphibious Jeep thing. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like it's a very, very rare thing that I would spend most of my life looking for. But that's the one I would have.
If it has the word amphibious in it, then I'm with it.
Google it right now. There's a really good series called Life for Sale. And they're on YouTube. You can check it out. It's a Jeep that they drive literally right into the water in Miami. And it pulls up the tires, becomes a boat. It's pretty sweet. I think in a good way, that's the move for me. I'm going to find that thing.
All right. I would go with one of those vans that you can live in.
Wow.
I went into a black hole the other day on YouTube where they had like a sustainable link. Yo, there's a video on YouTube where this guy lives in a container, like a self-storage container.
Wow.
This dude was a straight genius. He fit.
Sounds like it.
He fit like a queen size bed. He ran electricity through the wire. Yo, look it up. This video is amazing. But yo, you could like literally get like an Aerostar van, fit it with a bed, a little refrigerator, and just rock out, dude. And I think I would do that. I would just live in the van down by the river.
Excellent.
And I would just post up.
You are a little Farley-ish.
Without a doubt. Dude.
And he's, so he's that seems dad. Appropriate. That's a great way to wrap this up. Again, I'm genuinely curious, especially our Hall of Heroes and those of you that feed the cast, you consider yourself fans at episode two. By the way, we're famous.
Oh,
I meant to bring that up earlier.
What?
So, regardless, if you're listening, let us know where you're going, how you're getting there, what you're wearing in the event of a zombie apocalypse. We hope you guys enjoyed that. We want to do weird shit, man. I mean, this is not a sneaker podcast.
No, we're,
this
out,
is
a, we're out of the box.
This is, like, we do what we want.
Like, if the box is here, we're over here.
Dude,
I'm over here now.
I don't even keep the box.
No.
Let's get back to sneakers for a second, though, because I did want to ask you what you thought about these Yeezy Glow colorways. Have you seen them?
Okay, so first impressions. I've been wrong about my first impressions with Yeezys every single time, right?
Every time.
When they initially showed the Frozen Yellow or the McChicken Yellow Yeezys, I thought they were absolute trash.
Actually, one of my favorites.
Actually, it might be my favorite. Awesome. I don't even wear Yeezys like that. People know me.
Yeah.
But that one I had to get, and I love it. Like,
yeah.
And I know I might get a little bit of backlash for that, but you know, you wear what you like, guys. Like, I honestly, I didn't even cop those until there was zero hype. So it's not like that's a hype beast maneuver, but not like I care even if it was. You know what I'm saying? Because my inner hype beast is alive and well. He's doing push-ups right now as we speak in the other room. So my hype beast is you know, I'm completely cool with who I am as far as what I put on my feet.
Right.
And if anybody has something, I mean.
You know what's funny about that real quick? As far as the Yeezy 350 V2 goes, that's a pretty played shoe. Like,
yeah, like if you're rocking that now, you're not rocking that to like
somebody
cool.
At Adidas is like, damn, the brass knuckles. But real. That's not to say that I'm not with that shoe. I'm in fact still with that shoe because it's such a good shoe.
It is a good shoe.
It's really easy to wear. It's super duper comfortable.
Yeah.
I love traveling with it because like the whole upper is just like, yeah, you could take like six pairs of those anywhere.
Creasing is unheard of.
It's a fantastic sneaker. And so I know they'll make more. I'm not mad at them making more.
Some people are.
I know a lot of people are. I am a little mad that like, each colorway seems to be like a half Pantone from the last, you know?
They're just running through the Pantone.
Entire color wheel.
They are, and you can tell.
But when they do something, and I don't, so to just the short and sweet of it, I don't like the glow that I've seen either of them. I think there's like a really bright green one for sure, and then I think there's like an orangey one.
Yeah.
I'm not really into either of them.
Okay.
So pass, but no big deal because I've got like eight. Right. 350 V2s, and I will likely buy more if they, you know, the next time the one that strikes me comes around because
I
like
the
shoe.
Zebras. I still need
Dude,
the zebras.
Dude, they're fire.
I need them.
Me and my girlfriend wear the
I need 12.
Zebras constantly.
I need 12.
What I will say, though, is that if you do like the glow one, I get that because it is different. Finally, like it is exciting and a ways away from the little half Pantone things that we've been had going on. And I don't really want to see them stop messing with the V2 just yet. I know a lot of people do. I wouldn't mind a V3, but I really like the V2. And I think there's a lot of people I know from my experience in retail. There's still a lot of people looking to get there first.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when Kanye, I know all those years ago, when he said, I want everybody to have a Yeezy. I know a lot of people thought he was half-stepping with that. Like, he's a, you know, he is a half-stepper like we've never seen. That dude is, that's just what he does, right? But I think he was dead serious. Like, and now you can see the fruits of that saying. Like, yo, they're everywhere now. At this point, if you don't have one, you just don't want one. And the crazy part is that all the people that were championing this shoe back when it was hype, that are now saying it's not cool, you can just see where you lie. Like, you just copped that joint because it was limited.
That's weird. That's a weird, that's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
It's a part of this culture, though, but what I think is interesting, or I think the point that I'm really trying to make is sometimes if you're really into sneakers, you think the entirety of sneakers and the sneaker industry and the decision that the brands are making should be about you and the 2,000 people you follow on Twitter.
Yep, it's just you guys.
That's it, you know? Like, why would they do this? Here's the reality. There are a lot of people, including my mother, who wanted Yeezys. I mean, my mother is on her, like, third or fourth pair because of me, but...
Take care of your moms, people.
But she asked me first, hey, can you get those look really comfortable, whatever. Or I've heard really good things or whatever. There's a lot of people outside of a sneakerhead that are getting a taste at this. So, you know,
our world is so small, guys.
Tiny.
When the Monarch becomes the number one selling shoe for Nike, you realize where we're at.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality there. But there is some energy behind Yeezy still. I think all these new models that are coming with Adidas would pop off a lot of new energy.
Like, did we forget about Yeezy?
I don't know. It's an interesting idea, but I think Yeezy basketball, that one that looks like it's got, you know, the finger, the symbiote growing up over it, the 450,
the one that Kim K just wore, where the back of it is like, there's like a black ankle, like the back ankle's all black.
Yeah.
And the front of the shoe almost has like a zebra-esque pattern to it.
Right.
They're fire, dude.
I think there's still some energy to come. Maybe, and you suggested this in our show notes, maybe possibly one of the most exciting things that can come.
If they do this, yo.
It's an interesting prospect. And that is the idea that Nike one day retro the Yeezys, specifically in your show notes, the Yeezy 2. I think obviously that's the more popular of the
two. Yeah, the one just doesn't really fit with the climate right now. It's more of a basketball. You can see where the climate was when that shoe came out.
Right, right.
We were rocking LeBrons and KDs and Kobes and Jordans and all that stuff. And now the tone is more sleek. So I think the Yeezy 2 would be more of today's like swag, but
here's the reality of it. It's a Nike design.
They own that. Bar none.
They definitely own it. He worked on it in conjunction with Nike designers. Yep. Like, I think if you went to, you know, the paperwork on that shoe, it would be designed by Nike employee.
Like the Sean Weatherspoon.
Yeah. With
shout out to Sean.
With Kanye and associated. So I think if they dropped the Yeezy name from the box label.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know if there's really anything proprietary to him. I guess the Yeezy print is, you know, it's just a bunch of Y's. I think they could leave that. I really think they could do it if they wanted to.
When do you think would be a perfect time for them to do it? And do you think that Kanye would like, would be verbal about it? I think he wouldn't be able to let that go.
Here's the thing. I think that they could. I don't think that they should.
I don't think they should either.
I think that if they do, obviously you're going to activate Kanye. Obviously you're going to activate a bunch of Adidas fans. There is the rare breed Adidas Kanye combo stan.
Mm-hmm.
They're a particularly annoying group of people.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with them on social media, I mean, everybody is passionate about something. But if you are a huge Kanye stan, and as a result, a huge Adidas Yeezy stan, and then you're like, boost his life, and then you're very specific to your tastes, then, you know, you're sort of like, that's all you're ever talking about, and you don't give anything else a shot. You know?
I got a question. What's okay. Up? Do you think if Nike did this and they flooded the market with these things, do you think that they would still resell and be popular?
It would be such a...
Flooded. Like, dude, there's every store.
This is the reality, though. It's such a polarizing event if they actually did it. You'd activate those stands I was just mentioning. You'd activate Kanye. You would definitely activate Kim Kardashian. You would activate Nike boys. You know, with the fuck you, Adidas, these were the best ones anyway.
Yeah. When Boost was popping, the war was on when Boost was
You would
was
activate every retailer in the world. Yeah. You would activate our whole creative teams. You would activate all the social media guys, all the Avengers. Affiliate links guys, the Avengers, the Justice League, the Teen Titans. Everybody.
Jason.
So here's what I'm getting at. You couldn't make enough. That's the reality.
Okay.
So like the idea of trying to flood the market with bots and retail, like resellers and everybody just trying to grab as many as they can. I mean, what do you think is flooding the market? A million pairs?
Yeah.
We do that once a year with the Jordan 11.
The Concord. Yep.
More.
I was going to say that.
And that's not enough. This would obviously have energy, you know, far greater. Even if literally everyone thought it was a bad idea, let's just create that world. They couldn't make enough pairs of that shoe right now because it would be so polarizing. Like you just couldn't avoid it. News. It would be on your mainstream news. Nike decides to do this. Kanye said this about this. Who really owns it? I mean, this would be discussed on everywhere. It would be discussed everywhere. And at that point, I don't think you could make enough. But all it would do is elevate Kanye, because Kanye is sort of in a, and I hate talking about him because it sort of makes my point that he's sort of unavoidable. It's hard not to talk about him. It's hard, even when he does wrong, to ignore him. It's a weird internet world. And in the internet world, the only way you can harm anybody or anything you don't like is by completely ignoring it.
Forgetting about him.
Just forgetting about it. Like, if you do not engage it, if you do not discuss it, you'll hurt it.
Like Freddy Krueger.
If you complain about it, if you say what a dumb idea it is, if you're exposed thousands and thousands and thousands of people. You take me, I'm a small fish in a ocean for sure. But if I speak about something on all of my platforms, I'm talking about 40,000 people.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So if I activate every single platform and say Kanye blah blah blah, right? Just me, just little me that nobody
and it's
thinks
like six
anything
degrees of separation, because
that's
then they 40,000.
Yeah. That's a stadium worth of people. You're right. Right? That will see it for sure and potentially engage and potentially have their side conversations. And if I say something super polarizing, look at this idiot. Now they're retweeting me or quote tweeting me, and then thousands of their followers are seeing it. So that's just me. Like, you're talking about one person. There's bigger fish in our pond, and obviously in the ocean. So I just think about it being a bad idea for Nike because of the importance I think it would give that shoe. Mm-hmm. It would make Kanye, it would validate Kanye in a way that I think they would much prefer to avoid doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they would just like that to go down as like a, hey, we did it first, let it go.
Okay.
You know, I think even in deciding to let him go, because he wanted more creative control, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you think they regret that?
I don't. I think Nike has an arrogance, a well-deserved and well-earned arrogance that is unparalleled.
You can just kick rocks at all times with Nike.
Just see ya. Yeah. You know, if your name's not Michael Jordan,
roll out.
LeBron James, yeah. I'll talk to you later, you know? Moving off sneakers.
Yes.
I thought about this the other day. I went to Amada. Shout out to Amada in Philadelphia. Ooh, on,
shout out to Iron Chef Jose Garces. The dude is a myth.
If you're ever in Philadelphia, just a fantastic place to eat.
Yep.
It's pricey, though.
Oh, it's not cheap.
And I was thinking to myself, and it's sort of the last subject I kind of wanted to touch on here, just to, you know, balance the cast a little bit. I am a reasonably cheap dude. Like, I make pretty good money. I've got my hands in a couple different things. Let's not get into financial advice, but I've got some passive.
I'm broke though, for real.
Some financial. I've got some passive income. I've got some previous investments. I've built and sold businesses before, so I'm okay. But for the most part, I don't really like spending large amounts of money on anything but food. When I get, so it occurred to me as I was paying this bill and it was a couple hundred bucks, I was like,
why is this okay?
Why is that not bother me at all?
You didn't blink an eye with
that. Dude, even the tip was, you know, $60, $70. No problem.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Tipping, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Am I right?
You have to. And you have to well.
I'm at least 20%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who I am, ingrained in me. Like, I'm sorry for going off this little tangent real quick.
No, go for it.
But I know some people out there don't tip.
It's strange. You can let us know in the comments if you do
or
you don't.
Tipper? Yeah, do you tip?
I've seen this tossed around. There's no real logical explanation for not doing it. Please do what you can.
Yep.
You know, if you can't afford the meal and a decent tip, choose a different restaurant.
Seriously.
That would be my advice.
Yeah.
But I want to know why you think, and if you're out there and you agree with me, if you're similar to me, you are a little bit cheap except for a good meal. Like,
bro,
that just does not bother you at all. That's who I'm describing myself. It does not, like, $250 Jordans, forget it. I'm not doing it. Forget it. Forget
right.
it. Forget
but a $250 five course chef menu restaurant, like,
dude, forget
Vitri,
it. No problem.
Vitri or there's these restaurants in Philly. There's a few of them downtown that are absolutely five-star, like some of the best in the country.
Right.
And, you know, you're in for an experience, and that's something that you're not going to forget. Like, there used to be a French restaurant here called Le Bec Fin.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there for lunch one time with one of my ex-girlfriends and her family. And I can recall the silverware being like gold plated, and when crumbs would fall on the table, this is their only job, they would come over with like a little teeny dustpan and brush and brush off the crumbs. When you would take a sip of your water, a person would come over with an ice cold water and fill up the sip that you just took.
Wow.
Like you are literally taken care of like
sounds
royalty.
A little annoying, but
it is a little crazy, you know, but it's an experience, and it was a graduation, and it was super expensive.
Well, I want to know If you're out there and you agree, I want to know if there's more people like me and Coyle. Like if that's just one area where it just doesn't bother you. I mean, obviously you live within your means, but
yes.
it's not hurting your feelings to spend that money. And then I want to know why you think that is. I'm genuinely curious about this. It's like a phenomena of my personality.
Or
it's
what do you feel good about dropping that kind of buck on other things?
Exactly. I'm that way also about movies. Like I go see every movie I spend. And I'm talking about in the theater. Let me know what's your thing. You know, what do you spend your money on? What is it that might be like a strange thing that you don't mind spending on?
Like Nicolas Cage was buying dinosaur bones. You know, just cause you ran out of things to spend your money on.
That's about all the time we have for today. There's a couple things I want to touch on real quick. Obviously, continue to feed the cast. I don't want to make that like a huge 5-minute thing every episode or whatever.
Yep.
Just, you know what to do. Hit like on every platform. Make sure you rate us. Leave us a comment. These are all, let's just talk about it. It's engagement stuff, guys. It allows us to get new opportunities. It's fantastic. If you want to join the Hall of Heroes, you hit that button. Like I said, it's in the description on every single platform, including YouTube. YouTube, we make it very easy on every single video in the description. It's that first link that says Feed the Cast. You hit that. Super simple. I think it goes from $1 to $10. You could donate whatever you want monthly. Again, if you get into the Hall of Heroes, you stay in the Hall of Heroes, eventually your time will come up. You will be sent a mug. You will be, you know, a part of the mug club. Like I said, that could happen just days after you join the Hall of Heroes. It could happen a couple months in. We want to encourage people to not only get in, but to stay in. I think that's a really cool way to do it. And I think the mug is sick. Like I'm a big mug and coffee guy. I went specifically with the 16-ounce. I like the handle. I like the black and the finish. We're going to do more sort of merch things in the future, in the foreseeable future.
I got my mind on a few things.
We've got ideas of stuff that you'll just be able to just pick up and support in that way. But this will always be the only way to get a mug. So definitely continue to feed the cast. We appreciate you guys. And the last thing I want to touch on is if you've been listening to this on audio, you might have noticed there was a pre-roll ad, right? Before the episode sort of kicked off. And I want to let people know that we're available as a platform.
Yep. If you want your business or if you just want to hear your name in lights, you know what I mean? We can do that.
Here's the thing about it. Right now, I'm just going to like cut the shit, right? Right now, we are as cheap as we will ever be with this platform. We're a package deal.
Ground floor.
There's me. There's Coyle. So individual, like I said, I touch about 40,000 people. Coyle, several thousand of himself. And then the podcast is quickly growing. Like I'm not in competition with anyone whatsoever. Shout out to everyone else doing this. But I looked around at the numbers and we did better than a lot of people in one episode, in our first episode.
And they're only going to get better.
And granted, we're not nobodies, but we specifically and intentionally started on a brand new platform, brand new Instagram, brand new Twitter, brand new YouTube channel. And so that growth is there for you guys, you know, who might be interested in sponsoring to go check out to see for yourself. We're well over 2,000 plays so far, well over 200, almost 300 subscribers on YouTube already. Blah, 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 blah. But again, if you were to sponsor and support, I've got 20,000 Instagram followers myself. So it's a good time to do that. And the way that you could do that, obviously, is to have us do a pre-roll ad like we did on the audio. Have us rock your product. If you work at an electronics store, you want to see us in some branded headphones, whatever it is. If you want us to take a look at a shoe, whatever, you can get it to us. As of right now, we're not asking for a lot, if anything. I mean, you just want to support. You just want to, you know, if you feel like we can help you.
Show love.
show love, get in touch. It's really easy to do. It's playgroundpolitics@gmail.com with no vowels. I mean, we're always nice guys. We're always easy to talk to. You can always reach out and pitch
either this, one of us,
this or that,
yep.
Either one of us, or like I said, the combined email address.
Yes.
And we'll take a look at, let's try to make it work. But, that is an important part of having a podcast,
yeah.
Obviously.
And we're in it for the long haul.
And we want to set time aside for that. And shout out to everyone who works with me on an individual basis. I hope that you'll consider this platform as well. That's about it, guys. We are going to start to get our way out of here. We want to thank you guys for listening again.
Thanks,
to episode
guys.
Two. It's crazy that, yo, one of the craziest statistics, over 10,000 hours of listening time on the first episode.
That makes me so verklempt.
In 1 week.
I am so verklempt right now.
Absolutely insane. If you guys did that again this week, think about that for a second. 20,000. I think they'll do better this week.
Yeah.
There's more of them, and we appreciate that, and definitely continue to share. But think about over 20,000 hours of listening time. That's insane. Several weeks in a row of continuous play, if you put it that way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you again next week, Saturday at 11.